people have been coming to these squares, their families. Some people have had ashes put in these squares of loved ones. They've been coming to these squares for generations, and it's a 196-year-old parade. So the security lockdown is on two of the squares. It's Bull Street from City Hall for a few blocks. The difference is you can't put up a tent, you can't put up a table, you can't carry a cooler, you can't carry backpacks, no purses. You can't have anything bigger than a cell phone, really, to take in. There'll be magnetometers at eight entrances to that area. So for a portion of the parade route, it's very different from two streets over, where you're going to have tents and tables and coolers and any kind of thing you can imagine that makes a good party. So it's going to be a different crowd in those two squares. I'm not sure the vice president will actually see real St. Patrick's Day in Savannah because of the lockdown. And a lot of people are saying my space is gone, and other people are going, hey, let's go support the vice president. We're the hostess city.
Yeah, what's been the reaction to both the kissing ban and the changes to accommodate Pence? What have you guys heard from your opinion?
The kissing ban really set off bells early for a lot of people. It's just a tradition. Love it or hate it, it's something you see. I know the first time I saw it, I was pretty amazed that all these women of every age, I'm talking as small as you can imagine and as old as you can imagine, with bright red lipstick running out into the street kissing soldiers and bagpipers as they went by. So people were pretty horrified by that. They thought, this is our parade. But okay, we'll respect the soldiers. That's okay. They don't want it. We don't want to do that. So they'll find firefighters, I'm sure. But the reaction to the security was a little different. I think people were stunned when they first heard it. Wow, we can't take our tent and our coolers, and we can't watch the parade in the way that we normally do. I think they felt a little intruded upon. Although I did see some Facebook notes yesterday where the attitudes were changing, and they're going, that's okay, we'll just go, we'll go a block over. We'll just move over a block. We won't go in there. So I think people are pretty resilient when it comes to Savannah and their ability to get out and play.
There's been lots of speculation about why the heightened security. Obviously, you want to keep the vice president safe, but what do you see possibly being conflicts tomorrow?
I see that he's got a good base here in Georgia. It's a red state for the most part, although Savannah is not a red city. It is very much a blue city, and Savannah is unique, and we always say Savannah is special for a lot of reasons, but it is because there's a lot of different groups, a good mix of people who believe many different things. It's a very, very, very diverse community, and that's what makes Savannah what it is. The LGBT community is not happy because of some of Pence's stands in the past, and they've already made statements. I'm sure there'll be some protest. I think you'll see a lot of people coming in, though, to support Pence. I think that's where you're going to see maybe some collisions of philosophy out there in the squares. I hope they're good and constructive. The security would be necessary, though, no matter what kind of visit it is, a vice president or president. I mean, you've got to have high security. We're honored that a vice president will come to town. I think a lot of people are saying, but he could come any time other than St. Patrick's. But really, it's interesting to see how it's shaken out. I'll be real curious about the crowd tomorrow. I'm going to be down there in the zone, and we'll see how that works.